Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. So shrews are amazing.
Okay, tell me, I don't think we have them in the inland northwest, or if we do, I don't see them. So tell me.
Okay, they are everywhere. They are global. So think about like kind of a mouse shape with a long pointy snout. They don't have very good vision. Most of their sensory stuff is done through their whiskers, between 1.5 and 5.5 inches long, depending on where they are in the world. Okay. Pacific Northwest is like mouse size, like okay. 2 inch long and kind of gray fur, brown fur.
Mouse's ratty cousin.
Kind of. Yeah. They live for a couple of years, but okay. So here's where the real cool stuff starts. Mm-hmm. Shrews need to consume 200 to 300% of their body weight a day.
Oh my heavens.
So if you're running that hot, if you miss a meal, you're probably going to die.
Yes. What will they be eating at their meals?
Bugs, tiny fish, other mice. Because here's the other thing about shrews. They are one of the few venomous mammals. What they'll do is they, when they hunt, say it's a snake, like a garter snake, they have poison glands. And so they're producing that poison in their mouth, which then gets into the bite and it injects into the animal and relaxes their muscles and paralyzes them.
Oh my goodness.
Here's the creepy thing. The shrew,
that was the creepy thing.
Oh no, it gets creepier. So the shrew can either eat it then, or they bite it enough to paralyze it, but not kill it. And then they drag that snake home, they stick it in their hole, and it's not dead. Ooh. So when they can eat it, it's still kind of fresh.
It'll get to it when it gets to it.
Yeah, when I get there. Yeah, the American Chemical Society reported that a mealworm can be kept paralyzed that way and not be dead for 15 days.
Oh no! That would be horrifying.
Yeah. Okay. So wait, there's more. They're also very solitary. So if a shrew is minding their own business and they're looking for something to eat, they bump into another shrew. They are going to have a throw down fight. And I'll have footage. It looks like it's in fast mo, and it's not.
Wow. Does the loser get eaten?
Sometimes, yes.
Ooh.
But here's the thing. These battles can last up to a half an hour.
Oh my word. Like they need to eat. They're going to die just because they haven't eaten. Whoever ate more recently is going to win that battle.
Now, when a male runs into a female, they also fight until they decide that maybe it's a date.
Okay. There's a tipping point where it's a maybe.
Yeah. And then 2 weeks after mating, the hairless babies are born, but they are pretty well developed. So a shrew will nurse her young. But then if they also need water, she will give them her saliva.
Oh,
I know.
That's beautiful and gross.
And then 2 weeks after that, they all have fur, but they all have to go out into the world. But how do they stay together? Mom goes out first, and then each subsequent shrew baby, and there's like 4 to 6 of them, bites the other one right over the tail. So they make this roller coaster looking train and go through the forest.
I love that. That's terrific. I was just thinking, it's like the preschoolers that hold the rope, and it is.
Yeah, except it's each other's butts. Just wait. But there's more.
I am so excited for more. It's already been so good.
Shrews do not hibernate in winter climates. They have to keep going. In order to keep from dying because there's less food, shrews in Germany in particular will shrink their major organs, their spines get shorter, and their brain mass drops by 20 to 30%.
Oh my word.
What I loved is the scientific paper said, they're not sure if this hurts cognitive function.
I would never, ever have imagined so many interesting things about a rodent. And now I kind of see why maybe, like, I didn't understand why it was the taming of the shrew. I just know shrews are horribly demanding, bossy women. We would call them Karens now.
Yes, we would. They are tiny little dynamos.
That's crazy and wonderful.
Google shrew train.
Shrew train.
Your life will be complete.
I look forward to that very much. Don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk, and we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.